August 17th, 2019 session of TeamSpeak for OpenHBSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S. And let's see, last night I got to spend 3 hours sitting in the dark in a power outage. So, Mike, I think this month I'm up to 5 hours of no electricity. So we've had two outages here in the last 2 weeks. So, one was because of a storm, but the one last night was faulty equipment somewhere. So, anyway. Have that. I have been doing a little programming, working on different projects, but we'll see how it goes. So next on the list, we have Henry PA0HJA shown as recording in a way. And then we have Mike AA8K shown as Mike muted and recording. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to TS Archive. openhbsdr.org. Next on the list, we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Morning, Dave. Good afternoon, good evening all. I'm afraid nothing to report this week, up to my eyes in work, and no sign of that easing up for quite a while, unfortunately. But I've also got a very large backlog of emails from the week from folks who have been asking a few questions, and Martin, I've got a lot to reply to you for. I'm very sorry. I'll try and get around to it during the week. But sorry, that's the update at the moment. Back to you, Dave.
Well, fine business, and hope you get to where you can have a better balance between your work and your hobbies. But I know how that goes. Next on the list, we have Bob, VE3GKM. And he's shown as mic muted. And we have no Bill tonight, so he must be busy with tasks at work or falling asleep on the couch or something. So that brings us to the end of the list, and we're open for general discussion. Say, Mike, the frustration of last night was we were without power, but I could look out the backyard, and the people that have adjoining backyards, they still had lights. So it was just my street.
User entered your channel.
Oh, Bill, I'll have you check in and say what you have going on.
Okay, you caught me unawares trying to find the microphone. Yeah, nothing to report here. I actually just came in late and was wondering why there was no noise in here, and looked to find that the TeamSpeak client was off trying to find the server, and restarting the client got it going. So, yeah, I got no good radio news this week. It's all work and the like, but good to see y'all.
Well, you and Phil are getting boring. You're both busy with work most of the time.
Yeah, well, I hate to admit it, but I'm actually sort of enjoying what I'm doing at the moment, so I'll take it while it's there.
Well, that's good. If you're busy and you enjoy it, that's a good thing. Well, I just took a look at my Whisper setup, and I've got a large number of Europeans coming in tonight, and it's been a while since I've gotten more than one or two a night.
Which band?
30.
Wonder if that's the start of the season changing, or season starting to change. At the, you notice the sun's setting a little earlier, and chasing me out of the yard earlier lately.
Yep, I had one night where I did get a VK, and and then somebody out in the middle of the Pacific. But now, tonight, I've got a ship just off of Venezuela. Or it might be on an island, I can't tell. And then several Europeans, where I've only been getting one or two in a night. And U.S. has been pretty regular. Although you do get the shading as the light changes, you can see the contacts are more common on one side or the other side of me.
No, I see. Yeah, I haven't done whisper listing in quite a while. You'll find some time to try and get all that stuff back up and going again.
Well, when I got back from Dayton, I had one of those Raspberry Pi whisper transmitters. And I was playing with that, but I only had transmit for a long time. And then I decided to switch back to using a regular radio and get both listen and transmit.
Nice.
I did get one that was in northern Canada, in one of the straits up there, and it apparently was a ship. And actually, one night I got a ship that was on the north side of Greenland.
Pretty neat.
So, even in the downtime, you can get a few people that are off in interesting, unusual places.
So you're going on the position of them by the position they report, aren't you, in the packet?
Yeah, the one guy that was north of Greenland, I looked up the call sign, and it was a Swedish icebreaker.
Oh, okay. I was thinking I'd seen it article, I think it was this week, on sending a, well, I guess the phrase was warshipping, where you ship a package with some Wi-Fi radios inside of it. I was thinking it would be sort of neat to send send a package to Phil with a whisper transmitter in it and watch its journey, but you also have to give it a GPS for it to figure out where it was.
Yeah, that would be interesting. They were also saying that if you let off these hydrogen or helium balloons, they can take very strange tracks across the world.
Yeah, and stuff like that, you want to get the bits to be low cost enough you can deal with losing them.
That's right.
Jackie, for a whisper transmitter, is not that bad. I'm sure you could, you only need to send the four tones.
Well, the fellow Bob in Alabama, he had one that was like 30 grams, and it had a tiny little solar panel, and a transmitter, and a piece of stiff wire holding them apart that was part of the antenna. It was amazing how light it was.
Yeah, it's probably for the, well, I guess the balloon guys do that kind of stuff, and we sort of need to come up with something there that floated and you could drop it in the ocean and see where it goes.
Yeah, I also heard of a guy who had some sort of a beacon on buoys. And I believe that's down in Phil's neck of the woods, but between New Zealand and Australia, they had let buoys go with trackers on them, and they went, 1,000 miles, and then finally washed ashore somewhere.
This is that Summerfest, one of the last week or whatever the first weekend in August was, and one of the VHF, UHF microwave rover guys gave a pitch, and it'd be sort of fun to try that one of these days, but attaching so many antennas to one's car is daunting.
Well, yes, I've seen pictures of these VHF contesters, and they almost look like a porcupine, sticking all over.
The rover guys usually won't look like porcupines. They'll have a stack of various beam antennas sitting on some sort of PVC frame sitting on top of a an SUV or a car.
Yeah, I was just thinking of maybe all the elements. Some of them have fairly high count element beams so that they can go off and get rare grid cells.
Yeah, that, I love driving around in the country, so it would be a good excuse to go do that, but I'm still not sure I want to put so much, so many antennas on top of yonder truck.
Well, you ought to have a lot of good rare grid cells in Texas.
Do we? Well, I guess we have you out into far west Texas and things.
Yeah, if you get the ones that are fairly isolated, not a lot of local hams, that's the other ones are the along the west coast. There are like a peninsula that is the only little bit in a grid cell that's mostly in the ocean.
Oh, okay.
I used to, when we had the Missouri QSO party, would be a rover and you know, in HF, but I'd always pick the counties that had only five or six hams per county.
Yeah, the guys who do it around here, I mean, they've got a whole path they'll go from, you know, I guess they'll invariably start up in up towards Dallas and head down towards Austin, San Antonio, and I guess you can run down one grid line one day and, you know, dance across the grid squares, and then potentially, I guess, if you really want to push it, you know, run up a different grid line the next day.
Yes, that's a good idea. So I haven't done the VHF at all, so we'll probably get comments or something. I did get a email from Ken, N9VB, and he was telling me about some go coding.
Oh, really? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Well, apparently he listens, so hello, Ken.
Hello there, Mr. Victor. I hope it's all going well.
Well, unless you guys have some other radio talk, I'm going to say 73 and head back to see what my wife's up to.
Sounds like a plan. I should go work on some dinner stuff and get the weekend commenced here.
73, Phil.
Yep, 73 is Dave. 73 is Bill. Catch you next week.